T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Police and community leaders in Lincoln, Nebraska signed a pledge this week to hold cops accountable, but that wasn't the best part of this story. The best part of the story was afterwards they were dancing in the streets and they were doing the Cupid Shuffle. The Cupid Shuffle, Kennedy.
Down, do your dance.
Cops in full uniform wearing all of their gear doing the Cupid Shuffle is a win for everybody.
I've only seen that drunk at a wedding.
It's a good one.
In the club.
A teacher's list of children's books about civil rights leaders and confronting racism has been going viral on Twitter. You should look that up if you have kids. It would be great to share with them. The city of Los Angeles announced it's taking $250 million from its city budget and reinvesting it in colors and communities of color. Also, a bunch of major corporations are opening their wallets. Apple, Facebook, Verizon are all donating $10 million each to fight racial injustice. And Bank of America has pledged $1 billion over 4 years.
Wow.
Wow.
It's all those fees they get from me.
Yeah, half of that's me from overdrafts back in the day.
Yeah. Same. Communities in Philadelphia couldn't get groceries because stores were closed due to looting. So the owner of several ShopRite supermarkets teamed up with a charity and distributed free groceries to people. A black couple in Gainesville, Florida was surprised when their waitress at Hooters paid for their meal and wrote Black Lives Matter on their receipt. Rockstar Games turned off access to the online versions of Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption during George Floyd's funeral yesterday to show respect. And several business owners in New York have been speaking out in support of protesters even after their stores were damaged by looters. This happened here in Boston. We talked about this yesterday, Kennedy.
Yeah.
And more than 5,000 peaceful protesters showed up for a candlelight vigil this week in Idaho. And a vast majority of people in the crowd were white. The video is pretty spectacular to see. And we also have some audio. This is a little boy, like maybe 8, 9 years
old. It's a little girl.
Oh, a little girl.
She's 9 years old. Her name is Aubrey Johnson. And this is from a Black Lives Matter gathering in Ohio. And this is her in the middle of a crowd on a megaphone.
My name is Aubrey Johnson, and I am 9 years old. And if I get it, you should get it.
Take your time, baby.
It is very wrong to kill black people. Yes. Their lives should matter. Even black lives should matter as much as white lives.
Yes.
It is so wrong.
If I get it, you should get it.
Kennedy and I were watching on the news this morning, this little girl in the middle of a protest in Colorado, and she is just like, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're all doing. And just this little power.
Why don't you get it?
We're talking to you, older generation. Why don't you get it?
We were having a conversation with a friend yesterday, and we all have kids about the same age, and we were just talking about our kids seeing all of this unfold on television. And my son, Barrett, has seen, you know, the video of what happened to George Floyd. And my friend was just saying, you know, is that tough to let your child see that? And I said it was tough for him to see it, but it's also tough for a black mother to have to tell her 9-year-old son or daughter that if you get in trouble with the police, you have to act a certain way because of the color of your skin, or you could end up dead. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a difficult conversation for a mom or a dad to have with their 9-year-old. So I think my son can deal with what he saw on television with respect to George Floyd. And those are tough conversations. They're good conversations to have with your children, though, if you can right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This conversation is probably TMI, but producer Dan brought it to us, so we're going to explore it. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is not something I've ever really done in my life. I'm
Then would you like for me to lead the conversation?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. My palms are already sweating, but I'm fine. I'll be okay. It's just I'm pretty much a, I guess boring would be the word.
Vanilla is fair.
You're vanilla. That's what it's called in the words of the people.
Yes.
What did you say it is, Kennedy? What's it called?
Vanilla.
Vanilla, yes. Yeah. I'm vanilla. I am vanilla ice cream when it comes to this. I really am. There's no costumes. There's no dress up. There's no role play. Just me and all my glory, and that's all you get.
Boring.
I'm ready to let my freak flag fly.
It works for us, Kennedy. It works for us, thankfully. Thankfully, I think my wife is happy.
But have you ever asked?
I don't have time to ask, Kennedy. Focused. So I guess Brittany brought this up, and that is producer Dan's girlfriend.
Yes.
And you guys have been dating for about how long now, Dan?
Oh, geez, a year and a half.
Ooh,
holy crap.
Yeah, and in the wedding pool, Annie and I have you and Brittany getting married first. Kennedy has herself, and you have Annie. And I feel like you're going to be moving in together. Now we're going to be role playing. What did she tell you she wants you to dress? She wants you to dress up as?
Well, it happened kind of organically. So we were on a walk, as you do in coronavirus times. And my old job happened to come up. I used to work at Leahy Clinic in Burlington. It's a hospital. Mm-hmm. And my job there was sterilizing the surgical tools for the operating room. I did that for a lot of years.
Oh, wow.
And part of that is I had to wear scrubs to work every day. And she was like, "You wore scrubs?" And I was like, "Yeah, every day." It was awesome because they're like pajamas. It's dope.
Right.
She's like, "I love scrubs."
Ooh, she want them.
And
scrubs.
She was like, "You and scrubs and some glasses."
Oh,
was like, we could maybe make that happen. And I was like,
"Were you out the next day?"
I could probably. I was like, "Whatever, I'm down. I could do that. It's cheap on Amazon, probably."
Does she want the basic, like the basic scrubs, or could you get one that like have designs on them? What does she want?
I don't know. Probably just some blue scrubs. She watches a lot of Grey's Anatomy. I'll be your McDreamy.
And Kennedy, guess who we have on the hotline right now?
I can only guess.
Brittany, good morning.
And you think your palms are sweating.
I'm so sorry, Brittany, you're here right now. So producer Dan has put together some lines that he might use.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right.
While he's wearing his scrubs, and we're going to have him try them out on you right now, okay?
Oh, God, yes.
Now, babe, I haven't had a lot of time to flesh out my character, so this is a rough draft.
Okay, bring home the scrubs.
Welcome to Dr. Dan's medical office, where there's a PhD on the wall and elsewhere. I'm going to have to write you a prescription for me. Oh, you don't have health insurance? There must be something we can do to work this out. Nurse, I need those test results back. Stat. We might have to take your temperature the old-fashioned way. You want to study my anatomy? Are you my appendix? Because I have a gut feeling something's about to happen here. Bend over and cough. So that was my first one, Dr. Dan.
Girls, don't do that.
Yeah, Dan, I don't know if laughing is the result you want during all of this, but...
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
It's very erotic laughing.
Dan, I just got a text from Dr. Sal. He's got your hookup. What color you need, buddy?
Oh, I want a bunch of different colors.
Blue scrubs.
Brittany's like, let me tell you.
Yeah, you
let
can lead this part.
Very specific.
We would like some blue scrubs.
I love this so
much. All right, Brittany,
iconic.
Thank you for coming on this morning. I am so sorry to do that
to you. Yeah, but how was that, though?
You're so welcome. we'll see.
I nailed it, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're nice.
Give me hope.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, my friends. So, you may have seen this yesterday. Drew Brees did an interview where he said that he would never agree with anybody disrespecting the flags when asked about kneeling, as Colin Kaepernick did and was fired for, and
excommunicated from the NFL. Yeah,
certainly made us all think about, you know, things bigger than ourselves. Well, he apologized yesterday for his insensitive comments, and here is what he had to say.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change.
I just have a problem with it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Me
I just
too.
I really have an issue. And I respect the military. I respect laying your life on the line for this country. I respect that. All of it. Mm-hmm. But that is not the point that Colin Kaepernick was trying to make. That is not the point that people in America are trying to make right now. And for you to come out and say that you meant it, I'm sorry you did.
I saw a lot of reaction online yesterday, and most of it was similar to that. It was like, you said what you meant the first time and how you felt, and this is just cleanup of that.
Do you think, though, that he perhaps, after reading what everybody said, his teammates said, that maybe he took a step back and said,
I'm sure I was wrong,
or do you think this is just in response and that's that?
To the blowback?
I think he had to apologize because he realized, oh, wow, I stood in a locker room with my black teammates for the last however many years I've been in the NFL, people that have protected me and stood next to me, and here I am basically spitting on their entire movement. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Well, do you think he learned anything or no?
I hope so.
He sounded like he was deeply apologetic. And I'll admit this. In the beginning, when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, I didn't understand what it was about either. And I thought it was about disrespecting the flag. And I can remember us having this conversation like, why is he doing this? You know, I'm a veteran. I fought for this country. You know what I mean? Like, I volunteered to fight for this country. And so that got under my skin when he first started doing it. But I didn't know what it was about. It was ignorance on my part that he was talking about social injustice, not about patriotism towards our country. Mm-hmm. So I think we all learned as it progressed what it was really about. But also in the very beginning, we all said, well, that's ridiculous. Why is he taking a knee? That's disrespectful for the flag.
But it's 4 years later and he's still saying it. That's
exactly
the problem.
Yeah. So that was just a really bad look on Drew Brees' part, and especially doing what he does for a living and having so many black men fight for him and protect his life while he's playing football, and to not hear what they are saying to him, it was a big miss for him, sure.
And New Orleans Saints Michael Thomas, who is very vocal against Drew's speech, posted a video of various NFL stars, including Ezekiel Elliott, Deshaun Watson, Odell Beckham, and Pat Mahomes, taking a stand against racism in society and pushing for real change.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our rights
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
And while we're at it, can we get the Washington team to change their name, please?
Yeah. Just, right, one step at a time, buddy. One step
just at a seriously.
Time.
It's ridiculous.
They tweeted out Blackout Tuesday, like hashtag Blackout Tuesday for the movement.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were like, I think there's something else you could do for racism, Washington Redskins.
Oh, really?
Instead of just a tweet.
Yeah, a lot of people came at them for that. Kelly Clarkson has been recording a lot more than her Quariokies. While she's in lockdown, she's teasing that she just recorded a new duet, but she will not reveal who it is with. She says, I already have many songs recorded for the new album, and I actually just recorded a duet that I wish I could talk about, but I can't. She says that the song is so good and will only give vague hints as to who the other artist might be. She said, I happened to sing with this person within the last 6 months, mm-hmm. and we loved singing together so much. It was so cool how our voices sounded together. She said her label found the perfect song for them to record together. She said it's definitely going on her next album, and it might even be the next single she releases. So, who has she sung with in the last 6 months?
Tell me, Kennedy.
Nick Jonas.
Yep.
Okay.
John Legend.
Yep.
Ooh.
The four other people that she sang with for her song, I Dare You, but I don't think it's them.
No.
Who else?
I'm leaning towards John Legend because their voices do sound so good together.
And they want to make up for that garbage Christmas
that
song.
That garbage Baby It's Cold Outside remake was so heinous that I think that they're trying to
maybe
make us happy again. I don't know why I have this gut feeling in my stomach that it's Halsey.
Ooh.
I don't know why they haven't done anything together that I know of. But I just want it to happen so bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who I've seen her like on Instagrams with from Montana, but I don't know. So there it is.
Duet with Kennedy. You guys are hanging out together this year.
Could you imagine?
No, no.
Well, that would be it.
Body bag.
My soul would ascend into heaven and that would be the end of me. And Jeff Lowe is coming back to the small screen for sure, you guys. We've been rumoring around this. Is it happening? Isn't it happening? Well, he and his wife, Lauren, are now signed up for a TV reality show.
Jeff Lowe is the guy from Tiger King with the bad pockets on his jeans.
He dresses like a motorbike kid, but he's 50.
The bandana of it all.
He says it'll be our narrative on Tiger King with the evidence to support our sides of the story. It will be about the transfer of these beautiful animals from Joe's facility to the new facility. And then the day-to-day struggle of running something as big as a 60-acre animal park and all the intricacies of the employment of zookeepers fighting all the animal rights groups. How dare they? How dare those animal rights groups?
I hate that he's going to get money off of this because he's the worst.
Jeff Lowe.
I just want to watch
him.
He
said
the goal of the show is to prove to the world that it can be done right. He said, we have an immaculate reputation with the USDA who regulates all the zoos. We have a great relationship with them. We have a great relationship with Fish and Game, the state of Oklahoma, all the game wardens. They really like us. I think it'll be an interesting show. He sounds like somebody I know. I just can't put my finger on it.
Brought to you by Affliction.
He's not interesting to me. Like, he's...
You know what would be interesting to me is their personal life.
I want to see...
That would be interesting to me.
I want to see Joe in prison. Like, I just want to see a day in his life there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to see... Carol.
I want to see the crazy swinging parties that they go to. That's
yes.
what I want to know.
Yes. Not, no.
It just cracks me up. Let's see. I think that's all I have to say about this story. Yeah, they have like 120 days to get off the old property to put it in the new property. He said, we're filming B-roll right now. It's hard with COVID to put crews together and have them come out here, staying in hotels. But I think they anticipate a few more weeks, and then they can start the big camera filming.
Oh.
I hope he gets eaten.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Obviously, with everything that's been going on over the past few weeks, with the death of George Floyd, the tragedy, and race relations protesters, it was important that we have an open and honest conversation with you. And it's a little bit difficult for us because we're four white people and we can't understand what it's like to be a young black man and to grow up in our society and to be followed around in a store because they think you're going to steal, or to be the mother of a black child and have to tell that child at a very young age that if you get pulled over by the cops, the way you're going to be treated is different than the way a white person will be treated.
Yeah.
And, you know, producer Dan puts together the weekly wrap up for us each week. And he had some concerns. He didn't want people to think that he was appropriating black culture.
Well, it wasn't so much appropriating black culture. I just feel like I use this platform every week.
Right.
And these are my 5 minutes. Nobody tells me what to write. These are my thoughts. It's whatever comes to my mind creatively. It's kind of my segment where I can say whatever I want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I usually keep it lighthearted or funny, and I deliver it to you in rap form.
Mm-hmm.
And hip-hop originated in the South Bronx in the 1970s in New York by the black community. And now it's the biggest music genre in the world.
Right.
And hip-hop is for everybody. It's absolutely for everyone. But it felt morally wrong for me to take this black art that I use to entertain you every week and not touch on what's happening in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we appreciate you for doing that, Dan. And I know that this is important to you. And so here it is. This is the weekly wrap up with producer Dan.
I've stayed quiet about time that I put up. Got a platform, it's time that I stood up. Suburban white kid, might be awkward if I do it. I can't stay quiet while they keep going through it. This the truest form of expression. It's time to man up. A cop stops me, I don't even put my hand up. Like, damn, another ticket, here we go again. I never question if I'll ever see my home again. There's no knees on my neck, it's all respect. The cards ain't stacked, they ain't even got a full deck. Racial inequality's a cancer, and screaming all lives matter just ain't the answer. When I hear that, I get so vexed. Why must we always protest about their protest? I know not everyone is gonna have the same view, but I use a black art form to entertain you every single week when I speak on these beats. And I'll keep banging this drum till we get peace. And I'ma keep speaking till I reach you. How you love the culture but not love the people, not equals. And I know some of y'all are pissed off. If you don't like it, then jump. Word to crisscross. Cause innocent men are getting hemmed up. History's watching us all. Where you gonna end up? And to truly change the world, listen fam, it'll take more than black boxes on Instagram. We can't keep watching with indifference. Wouldn't be the man that I am without their influence. Pac said I could change the world with my mind on. Hov taught me how to hustle, get my grind on. Denzel got that Oscar, about time. Mike showed me I could fly from the foul line. Will Smith taught me how to plot my next move. James Brown put some soul in my step two. Hendrix was a god on them stages. Muhammad Ali made me feel like I'm the greatest. Hope I reach a single person that heard me flow. Won't walk with them, but we'll walk in their jersey though. Before another day, another life shattered. We gotta stand and say Black Lives Matter.
He's just unbelievable. Dan, it's just, I don't know how you do it. You just have such a gift, and I just have so much respect for you. And I don't think a lot of people would be able to do it in the way that you can.
No, I would be scared to say half the things you said.
Right.
Thank you.
And that was really, really powerful. So thank you for going out on a limb and saying some stuff that's really uncomfortable.
Well, thank you for giving me the platform.
It is yours, babe. Every Friday, it is yours.
I mean, I know I cry all the time, but so it's hard to judge me.
I already listened to it twice, Carson, and I'm sobbing.
I mean, I cry watching Songland, but...
cry watching Songland. This got me. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I know, but... Dan, that was incredible.
Thank you.
So proud to know you and just to be around you. That was special. That was special, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
And
such a boss.
No. So it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
If you missed Producer Dan's weekly wrap up this week, it was something just a little bit different as he wanted to share how he was feeling with what's going on in the world today in regards to George Floyd and the protests, and also about black culture and what it has meant to him. And he did the weekly wrap up, and we'll put that up in the podcast. You can get the iTunes podcasting app. But we had this phone call that happened during the commercials. Dan, why don't you just go ahead and play that, please?
Is this Dan?
This is Dan, yes.
Dan, I'd like to thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm a, I'm a 53-year-old Indian who grew up in England, dealt with issues back there with National Front, skinheads, etc. And what you did, they just brought me to tears. I'm driving home because I had to go into work to get some crap off my computer so I can work from home, but damn, son.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling in. That means a lot. Thank you for your kind words. I appreciate you.
And I'm also a JP, so when you're ready to actually do a thing, let me know.
My man, thank you so much for calling in.
I'm a JP as well as a member of the ministry for the Universal Church Life, just like Conan. So if you need me, I got you.
Thank you, brother.
Love you, and keep doing what you're doing. You are inspirational.
Thank you. You have a great day. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know where his $100 is, Dan. His $100 is on you.
He's in on the wedding pool.
That phone call gave me a feeling.
Yeah, thank you all for your kind words, Dan. The text line has overwhelming support for you.
Well, you know, I have a platform to speak for people that don't, and I want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very well done. Again, if you missed it, we'll put it up the podcast, the iTunes podcasting app, or at radio.com. And we are going to play it back a little bit later on this morning. What time are we going to play it back, Dan?
We're going to play it back at 9:15.
9:15. Okay, so if you missed it, we will play it back at 9:15. Let's get to the Dirty on the 30.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy. With Cameron.
YouTube is celebrating the grads of this year with the Dear Class of 2020. It's happening this Saturday. It starts at 3. The highlight will be President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama will deliver commencement addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce Knowles Carter will deliver an inspirational message to the 2020 seniors. In addition to the Queen, live programming event will feature guest appearances by J-Lo, Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Janelle Monáe, Billy Porter, Lady Gaga, and more. Musical performances will include Lizzo, Camila Cabello, Chloe and Haley. Did I say that right?
Hallie.
Following a symbolic graduation cap toss, then it comes the after party, Annie. And
of
then
course.
At the all night long after party, it's BTS, Doja Cat, and Megan Thee Stallion. So, I mean, if you have to have a ceremony at home, why not?
And I'm so bummed that, of course, that they can't have an actual graduation. It has to be virtual. But are you joking? You get Beyonce and then you get BTS at an after party? Like,
and,
what?
And the Obamas are your commencement speakers?
I'm done.
So again, that happens starting on YouTube Saturday at 3. So music artists did not release new music this week.
A lot of them didn't.
They took the blackout to say that we're not going to release new music, amongst other things.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kane Brown has a song that he was holding on to, and he wasn't going to release it for a while.
Yep.
But decided that right now is the time when he needs to release it. And it is called Worldwide Beautiful. And here it is.
At every show, I see my people. They ain't the same, but they're all equal. One love, one God, one family. You're missing every color if you're only seeing black and white. Tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable. We ain't that different from each other, from one to another. I look around and see worldwide beautiful.
It was written by Kane Brown.
I can't cry anymore, Kennedy.
I know. Maybe I'm emotional today, but everything's hitting me in place.
That one hit me too. I'm like, oh.
Well, and I think it should probably. It was written by Kane, who's only 26 years old, along with Shai Carter, Ryan Hurd, and Jordan Schmidt. And it will benefit the Boys and Girls Club of America. So
that is unreal.
So if you're gonna get that one, actually download it. Pay to download it because the music will go to a good
spot. We got a tweet that said, "I just turned on your show and everyone is crying. What happened? Dan happened. That's what happened. Producer Dan happened.
Dan is woke and we are not, and now we are, and it took an emotional toll.
Yes.
And you guys, I do this story because I like to bring you something to laugh at the end, but also because I get to play something from the 80s. You might have all heard the Geico commercial, seen it on television, where she says she has a pest problem, and then she goes downstairs, and there's Rat, the band.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Can you play that music there?
The new house is amazing, so much character.
Original crown molding, walk-in closets.
We do have a rat problem. At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
It does help us save.
Fantastic, by the way. I love Rat.
This, as happens when somebody hears a song, perhaps a whole new generation of people that have never heard that song, they go and they download it. And so that is what happens. Rat shared a screenshot of the current Billboard Rock digital songs chart and wrote, "What comes around goes around. Rat is back for more on the Billboard Rock digital sales charts with Round and Round, the band's first hit single from their debut record, Out of the Cellar, in 1984.
I love this so much. I love that it, like, you know, around Christmas time, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is always number one.
This is such a great song, too.
I love it.
The album is awesome, too, Kennedy. Go listen to the entire album. Every song on there is a banger.
I preferred the next album, but it's cool.
Geico has been slaying the commercial game for decades.
Honestly,
now.
I want to be in their creative room so bad.
Yeah, Dancing Undercover, Carson had loose lip sync ships.
Loose lips sync ships.
Body Talk. Body Talk. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
So, but both albums, very, very good.
Big fire.
Congratulations to Rat for making it back up there since 1984. You can do it.
We stand.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Our COVID time capsule is ready to be buried. We have all of the things that are going to be inside of this COVID time capsule. Kennedy has purchased the time capsule.
We decorated it this morning, Annie and I. We have the stack of things that are going in it.
Yes.
Yeah, what are the things that are going to be going in it again? Kennedy,
okay,
refresh
so
everybody's minds.
Here
real quick.
Is what we have decided upon because these are the things that we could get our hands on. So we're going to get, we have a mask.
Yep.
We're going to get a swab from one of Annie's friends who works in a hospital.
Yep.
We have a hand sanitizer.
Yep.
We have a piece of sidewalk chalk. We have the letter that went to everybody who was essential personnel.
Yes.
We're getting something from Annie's marathon run, like her acceptance to the marathon.
Yep.
Right.
We have a canceled ticket from a concert that we were going to go to, but we couldn't.
Yes. Right.
just the smile off an Amazon box.
Yes.
Because that's what'll fit. And what am I? Oh, a nip. We
of
got
course.
A Dr. McGillicuddy's there.
No, no toilet paper made the time capsule.
I can put some
huh?
in there. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I put a little bit in.
Yeah. I think some toilet paper.
I can spare a square.
Two ply, so it lasts 70 years.
Yeah.
Spare
please.
Square.
And so
square.
Annie's mom has agreed to allow us to bury it in her backyard.
Yep.
And now we just need people to show up at Annie's house in Squantum right there in Quincy in 2070 to dig up the COVID time capsule. My son Barrett, who is 9 years old, will lead the charge to make sure it gets opened. We have a couple of volunteers. Would you like to vet them, Kennedy, real quick first?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, we're going to start with Amy from Weymouth. Amy wants her
old
Lily to be a part of this. Is Lily there, Amy?
Yes, she is.
Okay, can we speak with Lily, please?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good.
Just a couple of things. Are you available in 2070?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know how old you'll be in 2070?
62?
Okay.
Lily, this is an elite task force. What are your skills?
Well, can you dig?
Do you have a shovel, Lily? Do you have a shovel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other qualifications we think we need here, Kennedy? I think she's passed the test.
I just think the willingness to be there on whatever today is.
June 5th, 2070.
Just, you know, if you could go ahead and put that on your Google calendar so that it'll remind you. Maybe put a reminder for a couple days before so that you can remember. And then track down one of us so we can actually give you the address. And then
Annie
and
will
be
still
good to
be
go.
In that house. So
yeah, Annie will still be there.
Lily, what are you, in second grade right now?
Fifth.
Oh, fifth grade?
Yeah.
At 8 years old?
No, 11.
Oh, I was like, whoa, you are wicked smart.
Yes, she's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be listening to this show. All right, well.
Sometimes people need a break from the smart stuff.
Lily and Amy, hang on 1 second. We're going to get some information from you. So we have to get them a map. Of where it's going to be buried, you know how
yeah,
many
but they're
paces,
not getting it for 50 years.
Yeah,
right.
How many paces in? How many paces over? All that sort of stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
No addresses will be given out at this time.
Like going to be people stalking around Annie's backyard trying to dig up
that
the time.
That will not be happening.
How big do you think it is that you're going to need a map?
It's like the Goonies.
Let me get Lila. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning.
How old are you, Lila?
Eight.
Do you have a shovel?
Yes.
Okay. What does your shovel look like?
It's my papa's.
Oh, it's your papa's shovel.
Stop.
Okay. It's got her papa's shovel, Kennedy.
We're going to have some history here. Not only will the history be inside the time capsule, but the history will be how old this shovel is and how many hands generationally it has gone through.
Yes.
Hey, Lila. Do you think you could go to school to be an archaeologist so you can head this mission?
Uh-huh.
Just like that.
What's archaeology?
Do you know what an archaeologist does, Lila?
They dig up dinosaurs, and I learn about paleontologists.
Stop.
Whoa.
Sorry. Stop it.
Okay. Somebody watches
You're
Friends.
In.
She says
she just dropped a six-syllable word, Kennedy.
Before 9 a.m.
All of these smart young ladies listening to our show, you're an inspiration to them, Kennedy. Do you hear that? You're an inspiration to them. All right. Well, thank you, Lila. Hang on 1 minute. We're going to get some information from you, okay?
Bye-bye.
Right, bye, sweet bye. Girl. Oh, my God. I love her so much.
Okay. So I think we have two people. We have Barrett. That's three people.
I think that's...
Three's our, company.
That's good.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah.
How many people does it take to dig?
Well, there's one to hold the beer.
One to hold the shovel
one to
and
pour.
One has to video it on whatever form of video there is by that point. Although that might just be a drone that
they're
going to
be hovering off the ground. Kennedy,
yeah, they'll be on their hoverboards.
It'll be a chip in your head.
They're just going to shoot laser beams into the ground, and it's going to
a robot will actually dig it. Their personal valet will.
Oh, absolutely. That,
Space Force will be there to greet you.
Lasers.
Oh well, thank you to them for volunteering.
Yeah,
we
thanks you guys so much.
Are these people going to be there when you bury it, Annie?
No.
Well,
no, they don't get to know where she lives until, like I said, an email will go out to them in 2069.
Yes.
And telling them where they can find it next year.
Okay. Oh.
That's how it goes.
We'll take a video of us burying it.
We're going to bury it this weekend.
Okay.
So we'll have all of that on Monday.
Okay.
And then,
And then you'll see. And
yeah, Lori Dow's not playing with her address quite yet.
No. We would never
do
that.
Wait till she's gone.
No, there it is, Karsten Kennedy's COVID time capsule. I love it. Thank you guys for volunteering. That is awesome.
Karsten and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.